so few women really have that insight or strength to go, I'm going to go against Western medicine, or I'm going to go against these quote unquote experts, and be, you know, the own power in my life, be the own insight, and really trust that me as this incredible being, as this woman, this goddess, knows what the fuck is going on inside my body better than some person be my outside own myself.
You know?
And I feel, and I don't know why this is, but there is such a lacking support for women. I mean, if you look at what a female body can do, I mean, my husband, we have two girls, so there's three against one, and God bless him. But I sit at the dinner table and I love my men, but I was like, we grow life. And then our body changes from growing life into feeding life and beyond. I said, and you know, I love you, but we needed you once, and then you're out in the field, you know, how it was intended. But I mean, we are so incredible as women. And I think in the patriarchal society, the infighting you talked about, that's meant to keep us down, because if we're off being catty and infighting, then we're not going to see what's behind closed door number one, you know, over here, and what they're trying to do to keep us down, but also to squelch our voice and our instinct. Because I think as women, we have this beautiful maternal instinct, this insight that's there. And it's just about trusting that process. Within the pregnancy journey, you know, you had one experience that you had struggles, and that impacted and influenced your second experience, you know, and I think it's getting out on platforms and being vulnerable to share your story and say, hey, this is, you know, how I struggled, and this was suffering, and it's hard. And having an 18-month-old with very strong willed is hard, you know, and being honest with one another is another way that we can be out there and supporting women along our journey and saying, okay, and here's what I did, and here's the knowledge I've gained through my struggle, and sharing that with other women. And that is so empowering to empower others. I think that's part of the process.
That's exactly it. Is we need to be our own advocates for ourselves. Only I know what's best for me. Ultimately, if I pause to actually think about what I need each hour, what do I need right now? Do I need some water? Do I need a hug? Do I need to go snuggle with my babies? Do I need to make a phone call? Do I need to exercise? Like, we need to constantly be checking in with what we need individually, instead of thinking we need to be giving to others all the time and depleting ourselves. And that's another thing in one of the chapters for Claim Your Power, he talks about is being able to receive as well as give. We think giving is the best thing ever, and it is, but it's also a survival pattern that we do to kind of have control over a situation where we're constantly giving. We don't have to, I guess, be vulnerable to receive, but then we get depleted because everybody expects that from us and that we're going to always handle it. What we really want is for somebody to care for us, but we don't know how to ask for it or actually receive it without feeling guilty. And so that's what I did differently as well. It was, and I know my husband would say I'm selfish all the time. He would say that to me. And I think even now, you're so selfish. Like, you, I feel like you don't prioritize the girls. And I'm like, this is your weekend. How am I not prioritizing the girls when it's your weekend and we are maybe going to hang out, but I decided I wanted to switch it up because I needed to continue to care for me this weekend and fully utilize this time, because I know I'm going to have them every day. Like, he doesn't have them during the day at any time because it's either they're in school or I'm with them on top of working. And it's a lot. So I'm like, I know I have to self-preserve, fill up my cup and my soul so that I can be available for them come tomorrow morning when it's Monday. Right. And that is not selfish. And so when I say to women too, it's like, be your own advocate, listen to what you need. And actually, before you say yes, pause and say, am I saying yes because out of fear, because I don't want to not be invited again, or if I don't say yes, I will be rejected in the future and they'll judge me, or, you know, where is this coming from? Is it a fear-based answer?
And learn the power of no.
Yes.
No is powerful.
People will respect you. People will respect you so much more. Actually, they're like, damn, I actually really wanted your energy to be there, but you're saying no. Like, I don't like that. Yeah. And now in my life, I say no all the time. I say no all the time. And like, only yes to things that I really feel really just deeply good about. And I pause now and say, like, you know what? Can I think about it? Can I get back to you? I'm not sure if I'll be available. I don't like to like overextend myself because I just know that I don't want to bring my worst self to you. I don't want to bring any negative energy to you. So let me get back to you, you know? And Amber and I talked about that yesterday when I interviewed her, is that is such a growth thing. Like, getting older as a woman is we're expected to say yes. I feel like so much. And like, if you're not, you're a difficult woman, it seems like. And it's like, no, there's just so much beauty in you just caring for you in the best way for yourself, because the ones that are also on that same journey of elevation and trying to be better, they may not see it right then and there. They might see, oh my God, she's so selfish. She's not reciprocating in this friendship. Blah, blah, blah. But when they get to that point of actually like understanding what self-care truly is and means, they will come to you and be like, you know what, Winnie, I really respect, you know what, Jess, I really respect that you, I know now you are in a really different place in life where you couldn't give me what I needed in this friendship. So I know I was very needy on wanting from you, your energy and your light, but you were not able to give it to me. And I said this to a friend actually, and I said, I, you know, I apologize for that, but I'm also so grateful that you stepped by me enough to know that I'm worth it and that I will, you know, come out of it and look at where we are now. But I was not able to see you because I didn't know you were struggling. You weren't really open about that struggle. But now that I know, I'm like, damn, you weren't even able to give me that because you were dealing with some major, major stuff. Now in life, I will never put it on any woman or friend to be all for me, even a male relationship, because that's a lot of pressure. You don't know what somebody's going through just in that day, in that week, in their life, the inner child work they haven't dealt with, the adult inner work they haven't dealt with, that certain things in life are triggering them at different points. So we just need to, my whole thing is always like, lead with love, grace and forgiveness, let things flow and go, because we're all just trying to do our best, you know? But that is like one of the major things that I'll say is we just cannot sit and expect and assume and project and think others are projecting and just like, just stop fucking complicating it. Like, can we just slow it down and not overthink? Can we just try to go hour by hour and like, you know, do you know what is that? I mean, I'm just going on.
No, I'm 100% with you. And a couple of things you said, you were like, one, you got to pause. And I think I called it the yogic pause. It can be whatever. It could be the Whitney pause. It can be the, you know, Jasmine pause. It can be whatever, but you have to pause. So whatever you're doing, you got to take a minute. And the other piece I think you're really describing is mindfulness, is to be in the moment, you know,
and our mindfulness,
yeah, our suffering, right? We are in this crazy thinking mind all the time. And yoga really for me has been that space, and people do it through other things, through meditation, through spirituality, through God, through whatever, but to look aside and be like, I'm going to take myself out of projecting, you know, on stuff that hasn't happened and freaking out about 5 years, five minutes, quite frankly, hasn't happened. 5 minutes from now, you have no idea, you know, and then being stuck in the past, you know, and I think that's where if you lead with kindness, you lead with love, the people have a story. Everyone has a story that you know nothing about, you know, even your closest friends, confidants, your husband, your spouse, your children, they have their own experience, you know, and so to lead, I love what you said, grace, kindness, love, you know, those things are so important. And, you know, a couple other things and tips along the way. And I think, you know, you are a serial entrepreneur, you're getting it, doors are opening. And people say this, you know, you bring in what you attract. Positivity attracts positivity. Have you come up against challenges? I mean, within this journey, I mean, separating, getting a divorce, that's a challenge. That's a life challenge. That's a heart challenge. How have you overcome? What challenges have you faced and how have you overcome them?
Yeah, great question. So actually, when I was going to launch, I was originally going to work with this guy who was kind of a mentor to me, and when it was going to come time where like money was going to be involved, it was too expensive for me. And I didn't really feel like I had all that I needed. Well, my intuition, when I was going to meet with him, and he's not a bad person, he's somebody I still work with, but like on a different level and angle. And I don't know if he just didn't tell me all the way how he found me. I don't really know why, but my gut, when he had canceled on me a couple times to meet with him, to do some photos and different things like that for branding, marketing for the website and things, right? I had asked my friend who he said referred me to him, hey, how do you know this guy? Like, what's it? She's like, I don't know him at all. And I was like, damn, wow. And that really like freaked me out. And I asked another girl that worked with him, hey, like this was said to me, do you know any, like, what is the story here? Like, I'm feeling a little bit weird right now. And she actually ended up calling him and saying this. And he was like, that's so weird. And he ended up calling the original girl and be like, yeah, I met you this, right? And then he ended up saying to me, you know what? We need to like not work together right now, because I feel like my character is being questioned, all that. And I was like, I have every right to question that. And at first I was like, but I need you. I'm really, you've been helping me the last month, a lot of like guidance, all that. And then I got the phone and I was like, I don't need him. What am I talking about? I don't know. I really value what he did. But at the same time, I was not in the wrong for questioning his integrity and whatever, where he met me, because there's scammers out there, you know? And I don't think this person is not, but I trusted that in me. And that was in November, December, right before. Then from there, I was like, wait, you wanted to work with women anyway. So get back to the goal, your purpose here. And then that's when I started, when I saw a website I liked and then reached out and then got with Jordan, the girl that I'm working with now, who did my website. So that was an original struggle. Since then too, like you could be thinking I'm killing it, right? Like I'm not making much money right now. Like my fitness subscription site, it's gotten a lot of views, but I don't think I've had anybody sign up when I've been launched for a month and a half, right? Yeah. My clothing line just launched last week. I'm hoping that it'll launch, but I have to do some marketing now. Like we were trying to do organic and now I'm going to do some Facebook ads, Instagram ads, whatever, and continue to put out the word to people, to put it out there and this, that, and the other. But like, I'm making my money through teaching Pilates, training clients, and I'm getting more, like people are wanting to individually work with me where I make more money one-on-one. I'm getting more work by my energy putting out and I'm receiving back. And some investments and things I'm doing on the side to have multiple streams, but like, I'm not over here making the money that I want to make just yet. And it's a slow build. I have to keep doing the work, keep showing up, keep putting out the things that I am to attract the people that I want who see me and are like, hey, like you and others who are going to want to work with me. And that continues to put out those little seeds around the world or Orange County or whatever. And I just have to do the work on talking to OBs, talking to doulas and midwives and all that stuff. So people think like I'm killing it out here, whatever, financially, it's like that. No, not yet. No one out there, an entrepreneur, usually, you know, like you get a job, right? Sure. And there's this trajectory where it's like this. An entrepreneur is like down here. And then it goes like this. Yeah, it could be down too. You're outputting money.
Yeah.
But it's like usually like a this kind of thing slow, then you'll surpass that person that's doing the corporate and go up here. But it's on average, I think 3 years before you really see, probably less, but on average, 3 years. So I'm like, just hold tight to that, Whit. You're already doing it. You're already impacting. You're already surrendering to what's your purpose. You have peace in this. I'm ultimately so happy. I've never like done pink hair before or like been all about my nails the way that I have now. Being a single woman and being in who I really authentically am, who I didn't think I was always in me, but wasn't pulled out until now. Like people see a difference. People feel a difference. And to me, that's all that matters. Just keep stepping. I'm not doing anything fake. I'm not trying to be anybody I'm not. This is just who I am. And if anybody wants to think that, go think that.
Yeah.
I don't really care, but ultimately I just am here to serve and love and impact and lead and also inspire and empower others to find who they really want to be and find the life that they want that's best for them, whether you're in a relationship or not, whether you're a mom or not. Like I want just people to ultimately find peace and happiness, you know? Mm-hmm. And if I can be a little part of your story to help you get there, awesome. I actually have a really cool story to say. I hope I can say this quickly, but when I was working with Ray Higdon, who was like a network marketing guy, and when I was doing Arbonne network marketing stuff, which really prompted my entrepreneurial like savvy, because it's a hard thing to be a network marketer, but you have to keep showing up for you, for others, and keep putting it out there. And that was really what pushed me to like then feel confident to do what I'm doing. But I joined his thing, Rank Makers, and every day he'd have like a 20 to 30 minute blurb on like some motivation. It was fucking awesome. $19 a month, right on Facebook. And it was amazing. But every Wednesday was a thing called Wealth Wednesday, where you go out and pay it forward, whether you in a Starbucks line, Del Taco, whatever, right? Or go to the store and you pay for the person's groceries behind you, or put a $10 bill in a diaper box, whatever it is, a way that they cannot repay you back. An after service financially where they cannot repay you back. And so I started doing that every single Wednesday, and I was sharing it on my social media, and I want to get back to sharing that. But every Wednesday, pretty much I went to the Starbucks on Bristol and Red Hill in Costa Mesa, Newport Beach. And a girl in my life now that I met in December, who we hit it off beautifully. She's Peruvian and Cuban, and I trained her and her sister, but I met her first of all at a Christmas party. We hit it off. She messaged me, hey, I would love to work out with you. She had a surgery, so it took a little couple months. We've been starting training now the last like 2 months, her and her sister, and we become very close. In that time, she's now separated and going through a divorce herself. So I'm there for her. I'm a little bit ahead of her and she has a daughter. So I'm like able to be a light for her and help empower her. Right. Well, we're at dinner on Friday night and we're talking about, I don't even know what, but she says how she went to a Starbucks and somebody in front of her paid for her. And I said, wait, was this the one on Bristol and Red Hill? She said, yes. And I was love like, that. It could be somebody else, but I think it was probably me because I was doing that. And she said this happened like last September, November, and I was fully doing that back then for sure. And I paused a little bit, but she's like, Whitney, that launched now my family. We all do it. Like we all do it now. Again, it may not have been me, but it's too close. It's too random. And it's the same Starbucks that I was always doing it at. You know what I mean? Either way, I couldn't believe it that now she's in my life full circle and a very good friend of mine. And now it like trickled effect to her family and it inspired me to get back to doing it again too. So it's like things like that. You only learn when you put yourself in situations, whether it's reading, podcasts, being a part of like entrepreneur groups or going to seminars and things where you keep learning how to be better, do better, how to elevate yourself and understand people and yourself and others more to then keep you up here. You know what I mean?
So many gems from that. We're going to go into uplifting women. And one thing you said, and I loved about paying it forward. And this is a little kind of gem that a girlfriend of mine who has this incredible jewelry business has in Chicago. And she does female founded Fridays. And every Friday is on Instagram, you know, featuring another woman in business, you know, another female entrepreneur out there with a product or, you know, a membership or a podcast or a book. And it's like, I love that as a way to use our social platforms to really uplift and support other women out there getting it. Being an entrepreneur and constantly having to be your own hype person, right? We have to take these little gems because, you know, we're out there doing all this stuff and it may look big and pretty, you know, and that's how we kind of want it to look. And the backside is the grind, the daily grind. And we're constantly having to like self-motivate, surrounding yourself with positive people and people that affirm you, you know, getting to maybe other moms that are out there thinking about starting something or a big idea. And it's like, don't shy away from that. Get a support system, you know, because it's, you've got to be your own go-to hype. So whether it's, you know, Whitney and that's my girl, you come to Jess and we get some yoga stuff, you know, you've got to surround yourself with a support team that's going to help you. And then take the gem. So the gem, even from stopping in the Starbucks line and paying it forward, you know, I had a gem from a podcast because I'm talking to everyone. I teach to no one because I teach to videos, you know, I'm teaching to Instagram live, which, you know, I don't get to see anybody's faces or feel their energy. When you podcast, people hear it, but you don't get to see them.
Right.
You know, and then someone takes the time and writes you an email and it's like, all right, keep going. You know, along the way, you've got to find these little things, someone that comes into your life that comes full circle. You know, look for those little signs and the doors that are opening to just keep chugging along.
Yes. I love that. Now I was thinking about something that you said about keeping going, keeping motivation. When you say little nuggets and things to help you stay motivated and keep going and stay excited, we are giving ourselves to other people in our, you know, physical, mentally, all that, right? Is for me, one of the things that really gets me going is music. Music, like I love Rick Ross, Drake, some really like hype, you know, rap music, but from these rappers who talk about the struggle, talk about the journey, have stories that honestly, the beat, the bass, and their lyrics really motivate me to keep going. It makes me feel like a boss when I'm like listening to it, but I'm serious. So like music for me, again, podcasts. I listen to a lot of Audible books. You know, there's a book, Atomic Habits. I have a ton. Even Green Lights was one of my favorites from Matthew McConaughey, where he tells all the stories that you wouldn't know about, that there were some great, you know, red lights, but there were some green lights that then pushed him to the next thing. And he just kept going. And that book, I swear, I thought it was going to be kind of corny because sometimes I feel like it can be corny, but I swear it was the most incredible book. And I loved just the one thing after the other. And he was really open and flowing. And whenever he did a movie, he would always afterwards retract and go like on a major trip and journey, or, you know, live in his trailer with his dog and like get off the grid for a while, because he practiced a lot of self-care and self-awareness and self-journey, self-love. And like, I think that's a beautiful thing that we don't know about him, that allowed him to then show up for these other roles that were really major and pulling from him, but then he would go back and care for himself. I'm like, that's what we have to do a lot. Like, this week is super busy for me with a lot of different stuff going on. And I know that this weekend, or just when I'm not with my kids, I need to go here, exercise, reading, podcasts, get to bed early, put on some, you know, candles, but don't expend my energy so much because I'm already expending it so much of what I'm doing. So, and when I don't, I'm a freaking mess. Like this past weekend, I ended up going out with friends two different nights and then was out all day on Sunday, which was actually really peaceful and really lovely. And I got to bed early that night, but I was a little bummed at myself for being out late on Saturday. Cause I was like, Whit, you did in your mind want to have this weekend to be fun, but also reconnecting and resting. And you didn't do that. So, and my friend was like reassuring. She's like, you have other weekends. Don't you worry. You have other days where you can do that. You had a great time, whatever. And I'm like, yes, but I'm really trying to be intentional and aware of myself and not just say yes and go, because I then have my kids and work and all that stuff. And I don't want to be a mess. So I know that I just want to be somebody who in everything I do is very intentional, and I try to be, but I wasn't this weekend. I'll say that. So work in progress, we're all work in progress, but that if we can just try to be intentional and try to be a little bit more self-aware to help protect our aura, protect ourselves, you know, and then find these nuggets to help stay elevated. Like, you're gonna be good. Things will work out. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. I love connecting with you, you know, and I think you come back to, I said to my daughter, cause she's going into seventh grade and she's getting a phone for the first time. I said, but you don't get social media and we're going to go through all these things. I said, but I want you to approach it like a Zen Buddhist. I said, because you know, when you eat, you eat. So there's no phones. We don't do phones at the table. I said, when you're with your friends, you be with your friends. I said, and when you're on your phone, be intentional on your phone. No, you're choosing to be on my phone right now. I'm choosing to scroll through Instagram, not her, cause she's not getting social media, but me, yes. You know, or for you, like, it's okay. Like, be intentional of like, I'm going to go out, I'm going to have a good time, you know, and that's okay. You know, but don't let this, everything else kind of rule you, you know, where you feel like obligated or you're totally, maybe you're not treating yourself right. You're not listening to the signs that your body and your mind and your soul are giving you. And you're just keep pushing through, you know, yes. You're not paying attention to, you know, I mean, cause your body gives you signs. You know, when you see the moms and you see them at the grocery store and they are just tired and angry, you know, and it's okay to be tired and angry. And it's also okay to recognize that and say, you know what, I've got to do something for me. And your kids are going to be okay if they're with a sitter, if they go to daycare, if you take a break, if you take a walk, if you just put them in their crib and you shut the door and you walk away and they're crying, everything is going to be okay as long as they're safe. You know, it's recognizing that taking a pause is human, taking time. You know, for ourselves, we are women and we, you know, we give so much. And we also, I love what you said. It is vulnerable to receive, but it is so important in this life. Yeah. And I think that is that for other women out there listening, yes, it's great to give and it feels good, you know, but it is vulnerable and it is necessary to receive. And I know I can work on being a better recipient of help, love, compliments. You know, I'm quick to give them out, quick to support, but I'm right? like, you know, but there's a process, you know, there's a skill in receiving compliments and it's a beautiful thing. If someone wants to bestow a compliment on you or help, like let them, like, that's beautiful.
I fully 100% agree with you. It is a full on skill that you have to learn and retrain your mind to receive. Like you do have to intentionally sit there before your natural reaction is no, I got it. No, you have to be like, yeah, actually I love that. Thank you. And know that the person giving it to you is it to you because they love you and they want to help you and they see you, you know, but that's again, goes back to mindfulness and self-awareness and awareness of the people around you. Like when you surround your people with people that are like you, that love to give, but also help each other to learn how to receive better and like reassure that it's okay to allow me to help you.
Yeah, I definitely do. I think we have been like all over the board and I'm going to dial it back in and say that I think the skills that we're talking about are crucial and they're work. And you show up every day for yourself and for the people you love and for, you know, the things that you want to do. And I'm assuming some things that are part of your self-care practice, but it's a question I ask. I know you've mentioned journaling and mindset and music. I mean, any other things that tips or people that you know, take these little nuggets that make their own self-care practice that you can share.
Yeah. Also, I haven't been the best at doing it lately, but I love the app Soul Space, and it's based in Christ. It's just 6-minute meditations you can do every day. And whether you're religious or not, it's still really good nuggets and very short. Like some meditations can be really long. These are like 5-6 minutes and they're beautiful. And I try to do that. Exercise is huge for me. Social life, like really tapping into what are all the areas I need to tap into? Social life, business, entrepreneurial life, self-care, like meaning my hair, nails, makeup, skincare, maybe, you know, I like to do this thing called Dice Sport or Zimia. It's not quite Botox. And like, I've gotten lip fillers. That is part, you know, my self-care part. And then have I traveled? I've experienced, like, I guess that's the social part. I just think about all the different aspects of things that are important to me. So fitness, health, how's my nutrition? Am I drinking enough water? Am I having enough greens today? Like I constantly check in with myself, but I also really enjoy like a pizza or tacos, or whatever. But when I do that, I always bring it around like the middle of the day when I'm using the most energy and I'm not going to feel bloaty or gross. And it's usually dairy free, gluten free, because I still want to promote health and wellness for me and my babies and people around me. And also I just know I don't feel good when I have like a processed pizza, like DiGiorno's or like a pizza. Like I don't want that in my system. I want to stay clean. I want to stay less like low inflammation and all that. So I check in, yeah, social, physical, my financial. I'm setting up some funds for my babies and myself, policies to help me and investing different things to help me and developing multiple streams. And I'm learning about that. I'm not good at that. I like to spend, but I also like to make money, but I'm not good at budgeting very well, but I'm trying really hard to do the best I can in that so that I'm smart. And I have different nest eggs and things like that. So financial piece, I check in, which makes me feel good. The mental part, like the challenge of like learning, how am I learning right now? Like, am I reading books? Am I educating myself through podcasts, through books, through maybe some kind of like seminar or whatever. So I keep checking in with all the things that I love personally. Like I'm a full-on sponge. I'm a total nerd. I love to learn and educate myself. So I know that's a lot of different things. Whatever, whoever's listening can pull from whatever those things that they resonate with. But another one is, I said social a couple times, but that means, you know, I'm back out kind of dating a little bit. So I love male energy. I have male friends, you know, both gay and straight that I really enjoy being around and getting the perspective and all, but also like males that I'm dating or romantic relationships. But how is that portion of my life? Am I feeding into myself, I guess, in that way a little bit? And then with my friends, when one of them is depleted, one or two, it throws it off for me. And I know, okay, you need this right now. And being a mom and being there for my babies. So I hope that helps. I know that was a lot of different things to say, but I just encourage people to really write down all the things that make you, make you happy, make you whole, the core values that are important to you. And then check into where you're at in that. Another one I didn't talk about is my faith. Like how am I nurturing my relationship with God? Am I going to church? Am I reading or listening to the word a little bit? Am I, you know, reading my devotionals, you know? And if I don't, my perspective and my purpose gets thrown off a little bit because I'm thinking too about myself and of the world instead of like getting out of myself, you know, which for me, my faith is important. So it's just slowing down and pausing so that you can actually identify what you need each hour and then each day.
I love it, Whit. I mean, I feel hype. I hope the listeners out there feel hype from our conversation. There are so many little gems and pieces that I think everyone can take away and, you know, try them on. That's what this is about. It's about lifting up other women. It's about giving people tools that they can try on and say, okay, I heard my girl Whit say this, and let me see how that works in my life. And let me see how it fits with what I'm doing. And, you know, take what works, throw out the rest and keep going.
Right.
So where can people find more about you? I mean, you have so many incredible businesses out there, memberships and the clothing line. Give us all your ways.
Yeah. So it's pretty simple. You can find me on Instagram at that's my girl, THATZ, my girl. And when you click on my Instagram, I have a link tree that has all the things, but my website is easy as well. It's www.thatsmygirl.com. So really simple. That's my girl on both platforms. You'll see my clothing line, all the companies I affiliate with, which the CBD company, Humble Brands, which is a really good, clean, 4-ingredient deodorant and lip balm. Then, you know, my fitness subscription sites, mindset coaching. You can work with me individually, one-on-one, if you want to elevate your life and business or just in general as a mom or woman. And then you'll see my private Facebook group, which where I host all my interviews, which will then turn into a podcast. So it's all right there on my website or on Instagram, and then just click the link tree.
I will put all the links in the show notes so they'll be able to get them right from this podcast, which is awesome. And my parents moved to Laguna Beach 2.5 years ago. So next time I'm out there, we are going to hang.
Oh my gosh, girl. We have to. Laguna is one of my favorites. Laguna is my beautiful. I am so down for that.